just a day when the sun's shining and not too many clouds around, just the kind of day you like.
Yeah, it's kind of typical. It's clear. A little typical summer day, I'd call it.
You'd say this sure is a...
Sure is a hot day. It's going to be a hot day for us, I can tell you that, sure.
Just like yesterday.
Yeah, it burned us down.
What would people around here say if it's not a nice day, if you've got a lot of dark clouds around and you figure you're going to have some rain maybe? Mm-hmm. You'd say it's a
gloomy day.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we have a lot of them too, gloomy days in wintertime.
Sure had a nasty winter where I was.
It was just the bitterest coldest one.
Sure was.
I stayed in the house all winter long. I never went out that outside of my room all. Not the whole winter did I go outside the room.
Is that right?
I was just afraid to. I don't like that. I like to be wearing stir.
Yes, what would you say the weather's doing if the clouds start getting thicker and darker and you figure you might be going to get some rain? You say the weather's...
getting bad. I wish you'd do that now.
Cool thing going a little
bit. Cool it off.
What about if it's been kind of dark and cloudy outside, but all of a sudden the clouds pull off and the sun starts shining through it?
Uh-huh. You say it's passed over. We're not going to get in the rain today. You know, I don't know whether we're going to get much more rain now. They're just getting in the spots. Look at it.
Last summer it didn't rain for a long time.
Yeah, and it's not doing it now. And people's gardens are all burning up too. And you know, when the gardens all burns up, you've got nothing to eat. That's what I live on, is this.
What do people call it when it doesn't rain for a long time?
Dry spell.
What about something even longer than that?
A long dry spell.
They ever call it a drought?
Drought, yeah. It's really called drought many times. I've seen a many drought, too.
How long does that have to be?
Well, I've noticed to go from May to over and away in the winter. Late fall, you know. I know one year it stopped off in May and it was, people were done through together and what little bit they had, they didn't have nothing left. It was all burnt up the field.
Yes, ma'am.
What they had, they done got to the field way before it started raining. We never went in the field to get the corn, I know that year. Because as much corn as we had in the field, it wasn't none together.
Yes, ma'am.
And we had an acorn, we had a big pasture. We lived over here, what the old home place, I call it. We had about 400 or 500 acres of land over there, is where we lived. And we had a big pasture and it full of acorn trees. And they had them acorns made. Now, I'll never know how that happened, unless the Lord just put them out. And we turned our hogs out on our acorns in the pasture. And do you know they got just as fat as they could be on them acorns? And that's what we killed our hogs on, acorns. And that was the sweetest, best meat we ever did have.
Never heard of that before.
I never seen that done before in my life. And we had just all the meat in the world we could say grace off of them acorns. And they was, I don't know how we kept. Of course, we'd had corn left over from the year before. We kept them alive all summer on, you know, there in the hog lot.
Yeah.
But they played out, you know, that fall, and we just turned them out on their maples in that pasture. And they were just fatted hogs.